Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 8, 2016, which was published on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Bona.
Here.
Mr. Impelazzari.
Here.
Ms. Lapode.
Here.
Ms. Malkin.
Here.
Mr. Ticton.
Here.
For the record, Mr. Joseph Trimel.
Here.
Here.
Thank you.
Mayor, I should say it into the microphone.
Here.
Yes, please, loudly. We now have the honor of swearing in our newest elected officials.
All right.
Mr. Trimel and Mr. Ticton.
I'm sorry?
Mr. Trimel and Mr. Ticton.
Yes. Okay.
I'm done.
All right. Listed on the agenda for Mr. Trimel first. So if Mr. Trimel, Councilman-elect Trimel, if you could rise and raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph E. Trimel.
I, Joseph E. Trimel.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
Of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith.
And that I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
And impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of the office of councilperson.
Of the office of councilperson.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. And repeat after me. I, Michael Ticton.
I, Michael L. Ticton.
Do solemnly affirm.
Solemnly affirm.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
The State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith.
And will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of the office of councilperson.
Of the office of councilperson.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations, Councilman.
Thank you.
Now come to the mayor's report. We have a couple of things. First, the next meeting of the borough council will be December 7th, which is a Wednesday, at 7:30. Also, Pearl Harbor days for those of you who are history buffs. The 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Henry John Alder, who is one of our townspeople, was just named as a fellow to the American Association for the Advancement of Science, which is a very prestigious appointment, so we congratulate him. Also congratulating, against her best wishes, Councilwoman Lapode, who was appointed to the Interstate Environmental Commission with representation by the states of New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey, and that organization is charged with monitoring and overseeing the Hudson River. So congratulations.
She has been confirmed
by the Senate. Mm-hmm. Last, unfortunately, one more comment. I did give a nice little speech last week about civility, and I didn't expect it to be completely followed. I did not think I had to say, but I'm going to say now, physical intimidation by any person will not be tolerated. If you get up from your seat to lean over somebody or to threaten them, or to offer to take it outside, you will be ejected and we will call the police. Thank you. We now move on to public comment on the consent agenda. Is there any public comment on the consent agenda? Would anybody like to know what's on the consent agenda? Okay. There being no public comment, would the clerk please call the roll?
For the consent agenda, we need
move
a first
the consent
and a second.
Oh, yes,
thank
we
you.
Do need
second.
A first and a second. Thank you. Just trying to get through it quickly.
Ms. Bona.
Aye.
Mr. Impelazzara.
Aye.
Ms. Lapode.
Aye.
Ms. Malkin.
Aye.
Mr. Tecton.
Aye.
Mr. Trammell.
Aye.
And just one comment on authorizing adjustments of water sewer billings. There's a lot of this coming up, and my wife this morning pointed out to me that we also have an anomaly, for which I'm not currently asking for reimbursement. But our lives have not changed at all, and yet our water sewer readings, our water readings are off by a substantial amount. So I think we need to go back and find out what's happening. She also pointed out that the prior ones show 0 gallons for the last 3 months or so.
And aren't there two different reimbursements because the meters were not working properly? We must be having meter reading problems.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my contention, but we keep going out and saying, well, the meters are working okay, but we keep coming up with anomalies.
No, we replaced 17 meters.
Right.
All of our meters were replaced or were put in at once, and they have reached the end of their useful life. One of the options was to replace all of the meters again, but due to the cost, we've been replacing them as the meters go bad. So one of the hallmarks of a meter going bad is getting a meter reading that says 0 gallons, and that tips us off to the fact that you need to be next in line to get your meter replaced. But I signed off on a bill tonight for the replacement of 17 meters for $2,000. Richard Soss did that work. And for at least one of the meters on Brown Street, they needed to install a meter pit. And so I signed off on another bill for KTK to dig the pit. We're having meter problems, and it is not just a meter reading problem. It is that the meter, which has a radio frequency antenna in it, is going bad at this point.
We ought to think about some expedited method, since we know we're having this problem, to get these things reimbursed, because we had one of the people that was in the public consent agenda got a high bill for a month that she was in Scotland.
Yes.
So we're clearly having some issues.
Yes.
All right. We now move to, unless
Mayor,
I need
can I just make, did,
yeah.
When you mentioned a special meeting on the 7th, did you say that it doesn't begin until 7:30?
Correct.
Because that's different than.
Yes.
I didn't know if you had might miss that or you had.
No, I was actually confused about when and how late Councilwoman Bona taught classes. So I split the difference between 7 and 7:45. Not exactly even. Once we got the announcement out, we realized that she didn't have a class that night, but it's a half an hour later. It shouldn't be a big problem. We now move, unless I'm missing something, to reports of committee chairs. Mr. Impelazzara, Public Works.
I am grateful that I have nothing to report tonight, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilmember Tecton, Community Development, Code Enforcement, Environmental Health, and Safety.
Okay, nothing new that I am aware of. I do note that I have the two committee chairmanships of the Environmental Health and Safety. I've been filling in the absence of Tom because vacancy is the chairman of it. So now that we don't have a vacancy, I would.
Yeah, I was going to suggest maybe take over Community Development, which is where just about all of us started.
I like staying with the Code Enforcement. I'd be happy to help him with that. But I like staying with Code Enforcement. I prefer that.
Okay, let's.
I'll be on the committee with him.
Let's bring up the next the next meeting. We can rearrange it.
All right.
So we have some time to think about it. Okay, so Mr. Tecton, do you have reports for Community Development and Code Enforcement?
I don't have any other reports.
Yet. Okay, thank you. Councilmember Stacey Bona, Administration and Environmental Commission Rep.
Nothing to report tonight, Mayor.
Councilmember Peggy Malkin, Finance.
No, the planning board hasn't met since the last council meeting, and nothing to report from finance. There is something that I wanted to bring up. I can wait till new business.
Just while I'm thinking about it, could we add, we somehow dropped Peggy's name under planning board rep. Right, so we have... Stacy doing her solution. Okay, sorry.
Gotcha.
No, there was something I wanted to bring up, so I can do it now, or I can wait till new business.
Up to you. I don't know what you're bringing up, so...
I'll wait till new business.
Council Member Lapote, Utilities.
Okay, so I told you that we replaced 17 water meters. A group consisting of Sharon and Michael Tickton and Eitan and Kim Feelong and I went out and looked for some of the manholes which were in the woods. And we did so on a very cold day, November 20th. We thought it was going to be easy. We thought after we found the first one, we said, oh, this is easy. And we walked from the sewage treatment plant to Tamara, noting dutifully each of the manholes. And then we walked back and said, wait a minute. I thought we found all of them, and we walked back again and realized that where it's noted on the map that there are 5 manholes, there are only 4 manholes evenly spaced. So we believe that the map is wrong, that we are right, and we have found all of the manholes that were on that stretch. And we noted their location and marked them with yellow flags and pink spray paint. And we figured we weren't done. We still had energy left, so we crossed Tamara and looked for the 3 manholes that are between Tamara and Rochdale. One was easily found, and then the other 2 were off of the path, some distance, some buried in leaves, and I have to say that Kim Feelong was the champion at finding these manholes. It was quite amazing. I don't know how she looked at the profile, something, but she was able to find them, so we found those 3. We continued on to look for the manhole that is across from Elm Court that's in the woods. And that one we were unable to find, but we did find a significant amount of leaves and yard waste dumping in that area. Along with finding the actual manholes for the sewers that are active, we also found the abandoned manholes for the previous sewer line. So we were able to find that one across from Elm Court, but not the active line. At that point, we were cold and tired and done, but we still have a few other manholes that we need to find in the woods, parallel to Tamara, but across from Rochdale. But surprisingly, Sharon was not done. And she went out all by herself to Brown Street, and she found yet another manhole. She, with a wet foot, was the one who persevered and found another one. The other ones along Brown are further in the woods and are covered with Multiflora rosa and some of the other invasives. So that's going to be a really difficult task. But she marked that one, and I reported on our progress to the water and sewer engineers, and they were really pleased at the progress. On November 21st, the next day, I met with Christine Schmelzel. She's with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and she was here to conduct a civil rights compliance review, which she identified a number of things that require some follow-up. Our letterhead does not have the statement that this institution is an equal opportunity provider, and so when we write letters, we should have that typed in on the bottom. We don't have a TTD or special accommodation for communicating with deaf people, and she suggested we look into a relay service for communication with the deaf. We do not have an application for people to fill out when they want to get sign up new for water and sewer services. We do have the certificate of occupancy, so perhaps we can add on the information that they are requesting onto the CO application so that they would be able to get that. And I've passed that along for review by our attorney. And we also received a packet of information just that morning. Deb Saproni gave me the packet of information about compliance with the limited English proficiency requirements. And the letter that was accompanying that said that the compliance deadline was November 30th, 2016, which really gave very little time for compliance. I raised that with Christine, and she said that the staff at USDA has not even received all of their training to help us comply. So they will not be enforcing the November 30th deadline. But she was able, she said that if there was any additional information, she would forward it. I asked if there were webinars or something to help us comply. And she has notified the borough of a webinar that's taking place in December, after the compliance date. And so I passed that information to the clerk that should help us comply. But we have a fairly significant package of information from USDA about compliance with the limited English proficiency. After talking with Christine about the civil rights compliance review, we took a tour of the water and sewer and the water tower. And she talked to me about the grants that USDA has for water and sewer. A pre-application is needed to determine eligibility, and so we should proceed with the pre-app so that we can then proceed to the application if we are deemed eligible, because this is a grant. NJEIT only has loans. A grant would be better than a loan. So also we have learned since our meeting with EIT that EIT and USDA work together so that parts of the project could be financed by a grant from USDA, parts from with a loan from EIT, and they would make sure that it was seamless in our, at least in our eyes.
If I can point out, because we have used the phrase NJEIT grants, and you've just stated they don't give grants, it's a matter of semantics.
Yes.
Their organizational documents do not allow them to give grants, so what they do is they give you a loan and then forgive it, which is vastly different than a grant. It's not, but they think it is. So basically, for instance, our water tower, our water plant, some of the work, water tower and the water plant,
yep.
Pretty much it, and possible piping is done pursuant to a loan from the NJEIT, in which they forgive half of the principal and charges interest on a quarter of the principal. So, in effect, they give us grants. They just don't call them that.
Sorry. Yep, but USDA actually gives grants as well as loans.
Mr. Tramiel, I'm assuming you don't have a report. Nothing gained. Okay, we move to old business. Condemnation of firehouse. That should actually read, my fault, condemnation of firehouse, possible condemnation of first aid building, state and PIOSH. So the state of New Jersey Division of Building, I forget what the name of it is, in the DCA, has declared our firehouse to be an unsafe structure. That gives us two basic options. One is knock it down. The other is rebuild or replace it. We had PIOSH, Public Employees, OSHA, essentially, had told us initially that they had effectively condemned basically one and a half of the building, meaning we could only use Bay 1 for equipment, Bay 2 for storage, and Bay 3 couldn't be used at all. All of that was conditioned upon there being a temporary support being put in Bay 3. Bay 3 is the one furthest from this building, or the northernmost. And if you look at a door on top of it, there's what's called a lintel. Those lintels are concrete. They weigh about 500 to 600 pounds together. And they're afraid that if those come down, that they will bring down the rest of the building. So we finally got a quote, I think $1,600, which we authorized to put up the temporary support. And that temporary support, while it seems like a lot, has to be built into the concrete. They can't just put up a pole. But that, unfortunately, came after the second PIOSH report, which was the Department of Health. The Department of Health said, we don't care if the building falls down. However, you don't have a bathroom, and you don't have exhaust ventilation. So even if we comply with the first part of PIOSH, put up a support, and manage to keep the first bay open for our brush truck, we do not yet know how far PIOSH will let us go before they start finding us. Now, unlike the last fines, these are only, I think, $1,600 a day. Cheap. The other issue going on with PIOSH, and I discussed it with Mr. Vo today, is that we ended up rushing the Department of Health inspector because after 8 weeks we wanted something we could reply to. And I believe that as part of that rush, she neglected to specify where certain of these violations took place. So, for instance, when she says wash areas are unsuitable, and she refers to 33 North Rochdale, and we know that she was in the facilities for the first aid squad. We don't know whether or not they're trying to find us for the first aid squad. We do know that they had raised issues about ventilation in the first aid building. And those of you who have ever been in this building when the ambulances start up know what they're talking about. It just sort of instantly fills with smoke. So the bottom line is, at this point, we will go back and negotiate with the state once we get up a temporary support. I think, if I had to predict, that will be okay, and they will permit us to use the building until we decide what we're doing with it. And PIOSH, we don't know what they're going to do. We'll negotiate with them a little bit and see how far we can get. Which moves us to new business. Somebody at the table had a... Yeah.
Where are the PIOSH reports that came in, the health reports?
They're hanging on the wall. They should be hanging on the wall. I know that...
there is a stack there.
Yeah, the building inspector's report... they're also hanging in the actual buildings.
Okay.
Because that's required by law.
Okay. It's required to put a copy of something when it's condemned inside so you can't read it?
You're the one who used to work for the government, lady. actually, no, in fairness, the PIOSH reports are required to be put inside. The building inspector's is not.
Okay.
So the PIOSH one that says it's going to fall down, you can put inside, but when the state inspector says no, you can't. Okay. Moving on to new business. Did we cover civil rights?
I think we did.
Okay. I have one to add, and I know Councilwoman Malkin wanted to bring up something at new business. Mine is quick, if you don't mind.
No.
Okay. So, as many of you know, we have had RFPs, requests for proposals, for the gas station out for a while. We haven't put a deadline on it. We now have a group that is seriously interested in buying both the original gas station building and the area north of the building. What they want to put in is it's a medical marijuana pharmacy. So in the upper portion, well, there we go, okay here. In the northern portion of the property,
we need to talk about wildfire mitigation.
In the northern part of the property, they would build greenhouses, which would be surrounded by fences, et cetera, et cetera, and would not go into the local. They're not growing
that's
it outside.
Right.
Okay. As far as the wine vines, I hope they do spread. But with respect to the gas station, what they would do is they don't have people come in and smoke dope. They're a medical marijuana facility, so the vast majority of what they do is they deliver to people's homes. Or, as the gentleman said, We're in the business of serving sick people who are really sick, and therefore there's no reason for them to come to us. Now, that doesn't mean that some people with prescriptions would not come to pick it up. They would then take it home, whether it's a pill, a smoke, a brownie, whatever. What their investors are looking for, because they've had trouble with various towns, is a letter basically from me that says, well, very loosely, we don't care, meaning we are not going to take any action that would cause our police force to sit across the street from you every day or otherwise take actions which are beyond our power in order to shut you down.
Is that Wilbur?
Yeah, it was. It was.
As much as we have the state police, do we have any say over that?
No. None whatsoever. And that's what we told them. I'm inclined to write the letter because otherwise the process is not going to proceed. And we have been looking for a long time to get something in that building. The conversations that we've had, which are just very preliminary, are, look, you got to fix it up. You got to make it look nice. You got to replace it. You got to do one of those. You can't leave it the way it is. You're going to have to go before the planning board. You're going to have to comply with all of our zoning regulations, our municipal regulations. But we don't have any that say we can run rampant through your facility. So I'm inclined to write that letter. I'm asking if anybody objects to my writing that letter.
One question.
Sir?
Would they be providing their own security? Because apparently there are people that might want to break in there and, you know.
It's all on them.
What? So that would be part of it. Also, you said a greenhouse?
Yes.
They're going to grow it or they're going to distribute it?
They're going to do both. Initially, they're going to distribute. Right now, it gets shipped in from, as I understand it, it gets shipped in from California to their facilities here and gets distributed either directly bought from California or from their distribution center. What they are planning on doing in the future is, in addition, growing some, because apparently you can't just... Well, I actually know this because I studied it, but there are different varieties, different types, different which are most beneficial for different types of diseases, conditions, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they're subject to basically pharmaceutical regs.
And do we know the – I know the state legalized medical marijuana, but do we know the parameters of the state's legalization of that?
Sure. There has to be two nonprofits in North Jersey, two in Central Jersey, two in South Jersey. Each one of them is regulated by, I forget what the exact commission is. I actually looked into this years ago. So it is fairly heavily regulated.
Do you have a...
Let me ask you a question, Jeff.
Yeah.
This is just... Their investors are not really interested in having the discussion unless they start out by saying, okay, are you amenable to having the discussions, basically, or are you going to try to shut us down? So we haven't set the parameters. There's no contract. There's no terms. There's no nothing. They're just looking at the site.
So I just want to make sure we're doing that. Discussion stages, basically, and not, you know.
Yeah, the discussion so far is, what is it you guys want to do? Mm-hmm. And what is it you want from us? Mm-hmm. And here's the minimum that, you know, you'd have to surpass before we'd even talk to you. That was the entire discussion. I think it was about 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Okay. So. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Apparently I'm supposed to... They have an architect coming out at 7:30 tomorrow morning.
That was quick.
Earlier than I normally show up for meetings and goes home. Does anybody at the table have an objection to my...
I don't have any objection. I would just like to say I think that it would be a good idea to at least have an open mind about it, because this may be one of the few things, very few things, that where we have some, we might have some sort of comparative advantage compared to other places that we are willing to contemplate, which many places just wouldn't be willing to do. And so this gives them a reason to want to be here, which most businesses don't have any. When they come to this place, they don't really have any particular reason to want to be here.
Well,
that's the reason there's a difficulty with that site.
That's precisely why they're interested.
Exactly.
Is that that it's a town that appears, I would say this, amenable to this kind of facility.
Right.
And they've gotten grief in other towns.
Right.
So the business person and the lawyer that he brought in were very... happy about the fact that we were willing to entertain the concept,
and it is something,
which is why they would overpay.
And it is something that's pervasively regulated by the state.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to get a decent, it's probably our best chance to really get a decent price for that property.
And also, most of you know I go to California fairly frequently.
Oh, yes.
And the to visit my son, but all the medical marijuana pharmacies and facilities that I see there are meticulously maintained. They're very pretty. They're clean right. looking. They're nice buildings as yeah. opposed to some of the, you know, some of the input we'd received about just office buildings going up there, or they're actually very nice looking buildings.
I had suggested to them that the other interested party was a pizza parlor, and they thought that was a great combination, but didn't think that there was sufficient space.
I would also like to add that a delegation from the state senate, Senator Scutari led this delegation that went out there to look carefully at Colorado, to look at what was going on. They came back very favorably impressed.
Yeah.
And the state senator that I work for, Nielsa Cruz Perez, is, you know, she's been supportive of legislation, like to legalize it totally, and that, you know, based on what's happening in Colorado. So I think that we'd be basically ahead of a lot of other towns if we did this, and this might really be a good opportunity. So I would like to make a motion that the mayor be authorized to issue this letter.
I'll second that.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No? Okay. I don't think we have to do that. Yeah, we get a resolution, so.
And also when you mentioned that they grow different varieties because there's a variety of illnesses, the signs outside usually say from A to Z, anxiety to xenophobia.
Oh.
Covers everything.
But they're misspelling xenophobia. Okay.
Well, it's going to mean zoophilia.
I don't know what that is.
Does this mean we're going to increase
I'll explain it to you later.
Often. And now we have a way to pay for it, right? Okay. Councilwoman Malkin.
Well, our borough clerk, Deb Soproni, her contract ends at the end of December. And you had mentioned that you were looking into hiring other people. She also has, Deb has possibility of a new job, of not returning if she receives her, this, you know, if she gets this other job. But what I would like to do is just extend her contract by 1 month. This way, it gives us some time to find someone new. If she can't return, or if she chooses to return, she'll know whether she gets her other job or not, and it just gives us some more leeway.
The admin committee / personnel committee has actually been talking about this for some period of time. I don't know that I have an objection, but you folks ought to talk about it. And we have another meeting in about a week.
Yeah.
So.
I wanted to, you know, make a resolution that we extend our contract just by a month. In this way, it should cover. You know, gives us enough. It gives everyone enough time to find someone new. Or to, you know, let Deb, so that Deb
gets
the information she needs.
I'm trying to point out gently that process may already be underway.
Well,
are you interested in extending it a month?
I mean, we have an interview set up tomorrow, so I think we should really postpone any vote on extending Deb Soprani's contract until we kind of go through our interview process as we had described to the council earlier, that we wanted to investigate other possibilities, and we took the initiative to set up some possibilities.
I do have a meeting next month with another mayor, furthering discussion about shared services, and this is one of the things on the agenda. So if we can wait till the 7th.
So even if you found someone you were interested in, they could start the month that, you know, when you could give them a starting date.
We could, but we could also have the start date be January 1st along with all of our other things. So I think I would just like to at least get the interviews over with before I vote on extending it by a month.
We sent out a notice for the December 7th meeting, but we're beyond, we have more than 48 hours at this point that we could publish and change that agenda to include this discussion. So we're really putting it off by a week, which gives you time to do what you want, and then everybody will have information. Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
long as it's on the notice.
What's that?
As long as it's on the notice.
Yeah, well, we'll have to send out a new notice.
Right.
Sorry.
To both you and Kelly, whoever's sending it out.
That's all right.
Other new business? There being none, public comment period. Would anybody from the public have anything to say? Mr. Allentown, please come to the podium, state your name.
I'm tired of hearing, but I don't think I heard you approve the bills.
It's in the consent agenda.
I know, but that's included in the consent agenda. Nobody discussed it. That was why I had it.
No, we got it ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
And if we have questions, we...
I saw on the internet today that the fire truck is up for sale.
The 1971 Mack, yes.
Would the sale of that fire truck have any impact on the potential new building for the fire company?
None whatsoever. We haven't been able to use that fire truck for years. It is set for the safety requirements of 1971.
Okay. So there was the plans would still include two bays for fire engines?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else from the public? Okay, they're being... Whoops. Almost made it, folks. Okay.
April Sook, 9th Mara Drive. We have been asked on multiple occasions if the fire department, will be doing Santa Claus this year. And given what happened last year when we did Santa Claus, I wanted to make sure we had permission from the council to set up the box at the Borough Hall and invite families to make a donation to the fire department so that we could deliver gifts to their house on Sunday the 18th.
Forgive me, I don't remember what happened last year. 2 years ago.
Several of us were verbally assaulted in my front yard for having the unmitigated gall of using the siren at 10 a.m. to deliver presents to children, which sparked
a dispute. Okay.
Yes.
Does anybody on the council...
Can you do it without using the siren?
Yeah. Well, I figured ask for permission, see if there are any stipulations. We can absolutely not use this. The kids like it when they know that he's coming.
Were there
coming,
any other problems other than the use of the siren? Okay. Then no objection to having you do it without using a siren.
Although I will point out, for the last 10 years, Millstone has come through and blasted their siren.
What
did I say? Millstone has come through and blasted their siren for the last 5 or 10 years.
All the towns.
So I'm not sure that the fact that it's, you know, after 10 o'clock in the morning and before, I believe, it's 9 or 10 o'clock at night, there is no restriction.
Yeah, we just do a short little burst so they know he's coming down the road, and they get excited, and they come out to the front of the driveway, and they look, and they get mad because he stopped at the neighbor's house.
Yeah, it used to happen with the ice cream truck. Okay, so I think we are clear that we have no objection to doing it in whatever fashion you normally do within the bounds of the law.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Well, can we make sure last year was the first year that there was no menorah in the window?
So of what?
Last year was the first year that there was no menorah.
I'm sorry, with the window of what?
The Borough Hall.
Oh.
With the desk in the front room. So can we make sure that if we don't find it, that we purchase another one and put that up?
Yeah. I can lend one if there's any...
I got a few. I might have any restriction?
Believe it or not.
We've always had
any restrictions?
Well, I know, but we've also always had a Jewish sect in the cemetery, so I'm just checking
whether
we have to put something else up.
The law, other cases are such that if you do it in the context of a seasonal display and you include secular things as well in your seasonal display, then you can put in you can put in the menorah, sure.
Okay. What's a secular display for the holiday?
Snowman.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
No.
Santa Claus is not secular. I'm sorry. It's like a Christmas tree must be secular, right? Because it's just a tree.
Yule bush.
Sure. Benita. Does anybody know if we have one? Or where it might be?
I don't know, but I'll check. If they used to have one, it has to be around somewhere.
Fire
it hasn't been out in the last couple of years, not since I've been here.
If you need one, I have extras.
Okay.
I've got a few. He's got a few. We can come up with menorahs and rosemary. Okay, anybody else from the public? There being nothing, do I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Before we do that, I'm sorry, the next meeting for the bond ordinance is December 7th.
Sorry, I missed it.
Okay. Pay attention. We have a motion and a second.
Second. Thank you.
Anybody opposed? Doesn't want to live? No? Great. Fantastic. All right. Thank you. Have a great evening, everybody. Thank you for coming. I'm sorry.